Yours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we learn some tricks and treats for an eco-friendly Halloween. When we think about Halloween, ethical and sustainable practice doesn't exactly spring to mind, but the amount of waste that a single holiday can generate is frightening. Environmental group Hubbub conducted a study into Halloween waste, and they found that 83% of Halloween costumes use non-recyclable oil-based plastics, which meant they were destined to end up in landfill. San is the Senior Digital Marketing and Communications Manager with Planet, an Irish event marketing agency.
I think the best thing to start off with is the costume swap. You know, we do tend to go over and beyond to get the perfect costume, but I think the most sustainable way is to check with friends and have swap the costume so you know you have the fresh look for the year and so forth. But also the DIY costumes can be very funky, and it also sets you apart, and it can be more sustainable with the materials that you use. Given, you know, with all the things that's happening in the world, we need to be eco-conscious with the costumes.
Like a DIY costume doesn't have to mean that you have to be good at sewing, does it?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It can be. See, that's the best part of Halloween. It can be quirky, so it doesn't have to be perfection in terms of your sewing skills or getting the right fit and so forth. So you can be creative about it and use the recyclable materials to make it something fun and exciting. I think that makes Halloween more fun, to be honest.
If you're a conscious consumer who feels guilty about the waste typically involved in Halloween, don't worry. Spooky season can still be your favourite with a few eco-friendly adjustments, starting with the highlight for many children, the sweets.
There are a couple of houses who eco-consciously do provide fruits and instead of treats for the kids. And also with regards to the products or the brands that you use for the trick-or-treating, we always tend to overbuy them. But instead, you could ensure that you know what exactly the quantity you need and ensure that you don't overbuy the sweets in terms of it. And there are a few people who actually do the homemade sweets as well as a treat for healthy people. So I have seen Halloween packages packed with home-cooked cookies and stuff, which are more healthy as well. I think it benefits the kids as well, especially for me as a parent when the kid comes back with a home-cooked treat and which also comes with a disclaimer saying it doesn't have any nuts, so the kids can be nut allergic or so forth. I think that's the best way to do it. True, and even if it's a brand store bought, you know, I would say that you need to go an extra mile to support your local bakers and so forth. You know, rather than going for well-known brands of treats which are overpriced and hyped about, but instead, if you see your local bakers, you can support them by buying their Halloween treats, which are more healthy, I'm sure, compared to the packaged sweets that is used for trick-or-treating.
When it comes to decorations, the first thing people think of for Halloween is a pumpkin. But what happens to pumpkins come November? A report by Knorr showed 60% of people who bought pumpkins to carve out reported they do not use the pumpkin after carving and instead throw it out. But did you know there are many ways you can recycle and reuse your pumpkin after spooky season? Searching for pumpkin recipes online is one of the many simple ways to help. But what about the other spooky decorations?
You know, with all the plastic materials that are coming across, and people generally use it as a one-time. I think that's what we need to stop and be conscious about in terms of the consumptions. So definitely one is to use a sustainably sourced materials for the Halloween decorations and avoid all the plastic that is going to end up in the waste bin. But also the recycling of them is highly important. But if you use materials which are eco-sustainable and even, as I said, similar to costumes, if you can make it as a DIY, help, involve the kids as well, it can be more fun than buying the one-time usage plastic Halloween decorations that come along. And that includes even the pumpkin. So I'll tie it along with your local pumpkin, local farm market, so you can use those pumpkins. And more important is post Halloween, ensure that the waste disposal is packaged in terms of, okay, this is the green, it goes into the green bin, it is something as a food consumable that is considered as a food waste. So these are the few tips that is definitely going to help you make a Halloween a sustainable celebration.
So how can you throw an eco-friendly Halloween party?
the amount, the moment you say party, it's always about over planning for the people. And then in terms of the suite, or be it in terms of the decorations, I think it all comes together to make a party a very successful one. Especially when we work at Planet, I think we also look at our partners who are sustainable. So even if you're working with third parties for your catering, or be it in terms of your party decorations, I would say go to an extent to find out if they are sustainable enough. Like, for example, we use all our vendors who ensure that even the decorations of the lights are LED or solar, importantly, if you're using it for a larger venue, because it just makes it more sustainable and eco-friendly compared to the regular decorations that you've been using in the previous run. And also in terms of the vehicles, the vendors that we use, they always use electric vehicles, so you know that you're contributing to you're curbing the carbonization as well. So ensuring you have the right partners to throw a party is also equally important, and it's not the miniatures of the tips that we just discussed.
To learn more about an eco-friendly Halloween, visit planet.ie or visit the show notes of this episode.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.